looked down into her dark eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him and said, God will keep us free. And they can hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. They take me back to Texas. They won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the fire stopped, there was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels built another angel home.
Just a lot of fun. Thanks a lot. Well, I know it ain't much of a picture standing around this little mic, but that's how we have fun. Kind of reminds me when we went to Morocco to celebrate the 25th year of the reign of King Hassan, and the Americans sent us, and all the poor African nations sent these great big troops of people that had clown costumes and stilts and dancers and drummers and orchestras, and the stage was 100 yards wide. And they filled it up. And for some reason, they saved the Americans for last. And we had to pull some tricks out of the bag that night. I like to get to hear Brian play the mandolin, but you know, a lot of them good mandolin songs, you can't let the mandolin player start it off or it'll go faster than anybody can keep up. So we let the banjo player start one off and then see what happens when the mandolin comes in there. And here's something unique. Tom said he thought he might try to tune up the banjo. And Tom's a good musician and everything, but it's a banjo, for God's sakes. Tom, even though he's had a lot of experience in bluegrass music, he probably never heard about the banjo player. It was so far out of tune, some of the other banjo players started to notice.